Jess in with you this morning. Now, if you watched Q&A last night, I think you would have been thoroughly entertained. I personally must admit, I haven't watched Q&A for probably a couple of months. Tuned in last night, we had New England MP Barnaby Joyce on the panel. Also, a comedian, Tony Burke, was there as well. And I think it was one of the most balanced, entertaining panels they've had for a while. Barnaby joins me this morning. Barnaby, how are you doing?
Jess, I'm obviously dealing with the consequences of last night, which is good. And, you know, I'm getting ready to head back up to the Upper Hunter and campaign for the last part of the by-election, which obviously is a focus not just of the Upper Hunter, it's a focus of the nation a little bit, definitely of New South Wales.
Mm. And it's great to see the Upper Hunter, the Hunter Valley, being spoken about on the platforms that it is. It was last night on Q&A, particularly pertaining to that gas-fired power plant that the federal government has confirmed they're going to build near Kurri Kurri. Now, your comments on the subject last night, you're not supporting it.
Well, no, I believe we should have a power plant in the Hunter. I believe we should have a coal-fired power plant. See, the gas-fired power plant will be, it's really just a subsidy to renewals. It's only going to work a very, very small fraction of the time. It'll turn off. Like, what we've had is massive spikes in power prices, and then it's almost the power's for free. But the ultimate outcome is very inefficient power grid and very dear power for you. So in the last week, 100 times the price spiked. Generally, power goes out around about, you know, the Hunter Valley pumps it out around about $45 to $50 a megawatt. Well, 100 times last week, in its 30-minute slots, it went up to $5,000 a megawatt. And that's because all of a sudden there's no power. The wind stops blowing, the sun doesn't shine, and there's no power about, and then the coal-fired power stations have to rev right up to try and fill the gap. Now, so why they're building a gas-fired power plant is to basically plumb up the deficiencies of renewables. So it's not a subsidy to gas-fired power, it's actually a subsidy to renewables. What we should have in the Hunter Valley, I'm glad they're investing money in the Hunter Valley. That's a good idea. No problems with that. But a better investment, that's the best way to put it, a better investment would be to build a new coal-fired power station, which just goes 24/7, pumping power onto the grid, keeping it cheap for people, and driving the economy of the Hunter Valley. And last night, I asked Tony Burke whether he'd build the Labor Party, whether they'd build a gas or a coal-fired power station, and he said absolutely no. Well, he's not going to do it. And that's very important for the people of Hunter Valley to know. I mean, they're stuck in grain, they're stuck in inner suburban green preference politics in the Labor Party, and therefore they've walked away from blue collar jobs, and it's just as simple as that.
Mm. I agree. We need some sort of reliable power. You're right, Barnaby. And Tomago smelter in Newcastle, I mean, it's three times last week, I think, it had nearly, you know, shut off because they didn't have that reliable power. They were, as you said, ramping up the power that we do have, and it just simply wasn't enough. So, Liddell, it's got 2 years left. How are we going to fill the gap? Is this gas power station going to be enough?
No, it won't be enough. And, we need a new massive high efficiency, low emission coal-fired power station. Not only that, we need to develop the technology so not only we export the coal. And last year, it's the greatest volume of coal exported out of Newcastle. So when people say, oh, the coal industry's dying, rubbish. We had the greatest volume of coal in our history exported out of Newcastle. And the price is back up to $100 a tonne for thermal coal, for the stuff they apparently are not using anymore. Thermal coal goes into coal-fired power stations to make the steam and the boils to make the electricity. So, you know, there is a great future. And it's so insane. We're sending it to everybody else to use, but we won't use it ourselves. You know, this is crazy. And Tomago, you're dead right. They almost had to turn it right down because wind power and solar power means that we've got an ineffective grid, and to keep the heaters going and the toasters going in every other house, they say, Tomago, you've got to turn it down. Well, that's also turning down all the jobs there. It's saying to the people, well, we might turn off your job. And that's not a good outcome.
Well, we're running out of time, really, aren't we? I mean, this gas power plant's going to come online just in time for Liddell going to shut. If we build a Healey power station, we really need to get onto it now. And, I mean, if the government's not going to build one, the private sector doesn't seem to want to invest, you know?
Well, the private sector doesn't invest because we've been so erratic in how we're dealing with renewables. You know, we're subsidising them. We're saying they have to be on the lines. So yeah, it's like saying, oh, well, do you want to buy a car, but you might have a lane on the highway to drive it on? You go, oh, no, not really. They go, oh, that's because your car's inefficient. And you go, no, mate, my car's very efficient. Your policy about how I get my car on the road is very inefficient. In this case, your policy of how we get power on the grid is inefficient. It should just be, you know, if we took away all subsidies and protections for renewables, then, you really would have a pure market. And if you made it a case that you've got to produce, the product you've got to put on there is 24/7 reliable power, not 20-minute possible power, but 24/7 reliable power, then guess what's going to win? Coal-fired power. Hands down, it's going to win.
Mm. And also last night on Q&A, Barnaby, I assume you're potentially copying some criticism this morning for some comments you made about the conflict that we're seeing overseas.
Yeah. Well, basically, so people know, I said, look, I don't want to see someone else's turd in my toilet. And what I'm saying by that, you always say things are a bit edgy because then everybody listens and they, you know, and that's exactly what you want. So I don't want to see the moralities of what's happening in the Middle East. Of course, Hamas should not be sending rockets into civilian areas. It's just murdering people. And then the Israelis retaliate by going and pushing over a few buildings and, you know, trying to bully people. And that's just what happens. But the thing I don't want is that problem arriving in Australian streets. I don't want to see the Sudanese problem in Australia. I don't want to see the Yugoslav problem in Australia. I don't want to see the Catholic Protestant problem in Australia. The Christian Muslim, the Muslim Jew, the Jew Christian problems in Australia. I don't want South Africa's problems in Australia or South America problems in Australia, because everybody who came here, Jess, has basically over a couple of hundred years come here to get away from those problems. So, you know, I don't want them here. And you say something edgy like that so people listen, and the people who don't like you go, oh, that's outrageous. But other people go, okay, I get what he's saying. You know, if you come to Australia, you got to stay away from that. And the more you engage, so if I say, oh, I'm pro-Israel or I'm pro-Hamas, then someone's going to say, well, I'm not. And then the heat builds up. Next thing you know, they're burning flags on the street. Next in Australia, next thing you know, they're throwing rocks at each other. Next thing you know, their problem becomes our problem. And I don't want that.
Mm. Well, Barnaby, no one would say that you could ever not make a headline. Now, are you going to be at pre-poll over the next couple of days and at voting day tomorrow?
Yeah, well, go out and hope David Lozell gets across the line and hope the Nats get across the line. And, I genuinely think that, well, I would, for the Hunter Valley, if you want your job, then the Nats are the way to go. And if you want Annandale politics and inner suburban green politics, and well, Labor's your team because they no longer represent Labourers, they represent Greenies.
Mm. Well, Barnaby, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Jess. Thank you so much.